You got to, first off, everybody here's got to want to make the ball club. You've got to want to be good as an individual, and then that individualness has to turn into what you want to get accomplished as a team. We have to want to win the Central Division.
I think most of us have to go through the fire, and going through that fire gives us the strong metal that we need to continue with our lives.
We've had our ups and our downs, but there's only one way you get to the top of the mountain. You've got to be in the bottom of the valley. We've been there. We're not going back anymore.
Well, I've only had two jobs in my entire life, and he gave me both of them.
Better than any high school quarterback.
Well, hell yeah, that's why it's at River Falls.
You know, I have a great deal of respect and appreciation for him.
One, two, three.
You know, a lot of people, you know, do a lot of talking, but he was a man that walked the walk.
Only babies get what they want all the time. Men got to do it the hard way. And we got nothing but men in this room.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing is I wanted to thank you, man, you know, for giving me an opportunity.
Hey, don't stop giving me that ball.
All I ever wanted to do was play football, man. As a kid from 6, 7 years old, just play football, and he gave me that opportunity.
I always felt that I was kind of like Denny's son. My whole career was defined by my relationship with Denny, and I always got the sense that he wanted to show everybody that he was right about me, and he was right about me.
When we play like we play, when we play, nobody can beat us.
Zachary, Dennis, we in Greenbourne on Friday. Great weekend, getting preparation. Out on the field, beat the Saints, and I get to pick them up at 5:30, so.
I think it's always great joy when you win. I mean, I just feel great about it. Then when you go in that locker room and know the players laid it on the line and things went our way, then it's a great feeling as far as what you do for a living.
This past July, the NFL community lost a competitor, a mentor, and a leader. Former Vikings and Cardinals head coach Dennis Green. We are honored to be joined today by the family of the late Coach Green. Please welcome his wife, Marie, daughters, Patty and Vanessa, and son, Zachary. Here to present the family with an official game ball honoring Coach Green is Cardinals President Michael Bidwell and Vikings owner and president Mark Wilf. Now, on behalf of Vikings fans everywhere, we would like to present a custom painting commemorating Coach Green as we remember him best. Please join us in celebrating the faith, family, and football legacy of Coach Dennis Green.